USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The illegal immigrant accused of raping a 10-year-old Ohio girl who traveled to Indiana to have an abortion is being indicted. Gerson Fuentes was indicted Thursday by a Franklin County grand jury on two rape charges. The 27-year-old was arrested after he confessed to the police. The Senate is moving forward with a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS Act, which aims to increase U.S. production of critical semiconductor chips. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, touts the benefits of the bill.
In the long run, our bipartisan CHIPS bill will ease semiconductor supply chain woes, increase domestic inventory of chips, and thus help lower costs on all sorts of products that rely on chips to work.
Chip manufacturers initially raised concerns about the disproportionate amount of funding going to Intel. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19, according to the White House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi acknowledges the news during her weekly press conference.
I understand that the symptoms are light. I hope they continue to be so. That was my experience, and I hope that that's the case for the president.
The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted. Biden is expected to continue working remotely while he is isolating. Claims for unemployment benefits are back above 250,000. The Labor Department saying 251,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. That's a jump of 7,000 from the previous week's total, which didn't have to be revised. The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing to discuss the costs of rising housing prices. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 162 points to close at 32.36. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke in support of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade on Wednesday at Florence Baptist Temple in South Carolina. Pence is calling for all states to ban abortion.
We must resolve that we will not rest, we will not relent until the sanctity of life is restored to the center of American law in every state in the nation.
Tragedy strikes a military base in Georgia.
One U.S. Army Reserve soldier has died after a lightning strike at Fort Gordon in Georgia. A base spokesperson has confirmed 9 other soldiers were injured in the strike. As thunderstorms sweep through the area, the lightning hit Training Area 26.
Georgia is the 10th, ranks 10th in the 50 states as far as the number of lightning injuries and deaths.
About 150 miles east of Atlanta, Fort Gordon is home to 80,000 people, including 16,000 service members and their families. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The supply of Russian gas to Europe has resumed in the Nord Stream pipeline. The Wall Street Journal says natural gas started flowing again Thursday through the biggest single pipeline from Russia to Germany. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.